You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, listen, before we get into our entree, and maybe we won't get into it after we get started here, I don't know, but I want to do a quick update. We were off the air. We were talking about the kid who called in for Big Brains in the Backseat. His name was Merrick, and he was talking about how his favorite teacher at school is Charlie. And I was like, well, you call your teacher by his first name? He goes, yeah. And he proceeded to tell us that if you call your teachers, like in this case, it would have been Mr. Myers. He said, that's weird. And Jeremy and I happen to be of a certain opinion that we don't care for that.
It's a respect thing. You know, you have the adult in the front of the room teaching you all about life. I think you should be respectful to that person and, you know, use a Mr., a Mrs., whatever, you know, whatever fits. That's the way it should be.
Dwayne in Arvada is listening, texted in, said, I have a funny story about teacher's last name. My kid's principal was my high school teacher, so I still call her Mrs., and I don't know how to pronounce that last name, but Mrs. So-and-so. My son always asks why I don't call her by her first name. So apparently, that's a new thing. Like, I've always talked about how I have two or three of greatest teachers of all time in Dimension, and one of them, Mrs. Hanks, and I give her props on the air still to this day. It's been a million years. But she told me now, as an adult, that I should just call her by her first name.
You can't do that.
You can't. Really hard for me. She's Mrs. Hanks.
I was actually texting and messaging with Mr. Gillum, my music teacher from Pfeiffer Elementary, just a day ago. And in all the Facebook messages and everything, I called him Mr. Gillum. It's going to be Mr. Gillum forever.
Yeah.
100%. It's funny because I even have a hard time. We're actually friends with some of my kids' teachers, you know, so it's, you know, Miss So-and-so, Miss So-and-so. Mm-hmm. And if we're hanging out with them, like at a birthday party or something, I still call them Mr. So-and-so, Mrs. So-and-so. Like, I can't even call my kids' teacher.
I get it.
By the first name. It's just, like, it's a respect issue to me.
You know, it kind of like a combination of that. Gretchen teaches piano lessons to kids, and so they call her Miss Gretchen. So it's like a combination.
Okay. Sure.
It's showing the attribution, you know, the Miss, but she's Miss Gretchen, not Mrs. Testa.
Right. Okay.
Which that's I'm okay with it. There's something like kind of Southern charm, old school about that.
Yeah, that's cute. I have other things to say about that, but I'm not going to.
Okay. You're going to make some sort of slam at my wife or whatever?
No, not your wife. No, no, the way teachers interact with the children, but I will not do that.
Listen, we are honest on this show. Uh-huh. Say it.
Mm-mm. No.
Why? What are you afraid of? Oh, because you've got
any retaliation.
Because you've got kids who are in school. I don't, so I could say it.
Because I think there's other way. I think even as some of the teachers address the children, there should be a different way that is done. You know, we're talking about the children addressing the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
The teacher addressing the children. I think there's some ways that need to be improved, which I shall not say.
What do they do?
I don't want to say.
Can I say?
It's different than when we were in school as well. You can say it. I'm not saying it.
Because I don't know what you're thinking, but I know what...
Kids and the teachers on a daily basis.
I would like to take a guess. Do they refer to them as my friends?
Boy, you are... That is a bullseye dart you just threw.
Is that it?
Yeah, I can't believe you said that, Dom.
Wow.
But along the same lines, I think you should be the authority figure, demand the respect in the classroom, and I don't think the kids are your friends. They're your students.
You can be friendly.
You can be friendly.
Friendly, but it's different.
But it's different.
It's in the same category as very old school, don't raise your children as your friends, raise them as a parent.
Correct.
Be friendly and sweet and loving to them, but don't cross that.
That line.
That line. You
They're
keep a dividing line. They're so not your friends.
I do
They're your.
When I hear that at the schools, you know, gather around my friends and let's sit down, my friends.
I knew I could get you to say it. I knew I could get you to say it.
Here I go. What are your thoughts on this, my friends? No, you're not their friend.
You know what we were going to talk about?
Let's talk about that instead.
About what?
The turn-ons.
You'd rather talk about the turn-ons?
Yeah, time.
We can make as much time as we want.
We can squeeze some in.
Why don't we do a quick break, and then we'll come back and talk about turn-ons.
Yes.
But it doesn't necessarily have to be the naughty kind, people.
I don't want the naughty kind.
I would rather have the more interesting, unique
kind.
Yeah,
like, you know, when I see my husband brush his teeth, hold me back. You know, weird stuff.
You be thinking about it, because we're going to talk about it with you next. 303-691-1649. Thank you, my friends.
Butter crumbles and perfectly pairable with our new cookie butter donut. Dunkin's cookie butter cold brew is a delicious match for your decked out domination. America runs on Dunkin'. Present participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Dom and Jeremy.
All my emotions are covered with you boys.
All of them.
Yes.
On Mix 100.
Quick programming note of sorts. Your boys in the morning are going out this Friday for a happy hour, and you are invited to join us. I'm in town. We're going to get together. Jer and I are going out to the Bar Louie location, the one in Belmar.
Belmar, you guys.
Not the one. There's a few others in
just
town.
Don't even mention the other ones. We're Belmar.
basically, Wads and Alameda. It's technically on Alaska Drive, but just go to Belmar. It's,
yeah, you'll find it.
And we're going to be there this Friday, 4:30-ish, 4 to 4:30, somewhere like that, till 7-ish, somewhere in that, you know, happy hour. I can't help it. I laugh when people say, what time is happy hour? What?
It's like right after work. You wander over.
Have you never been out?
Anyway, go to our Facebook page so you know what we look like. So if you wander into Bar Louie, you know who you're looking for. Mm-hmm. And we'll probably be hanging by the bar or something and grab a drink with us. And we'll chat and you can ask us questions and we'll hang out for a little bit.
That is this Friday, 4-ish to 7-ish with your boys. Here at Mix 100. Okay, before we get into the turn-ons, and we got some people holding who want to talk, I do want to read one more note from Vicky. We were talking about teachers getting called by their first names, and you and I have a problem with that. Like, it doesn't show enough respect.
Yeah.
Vicky said, we've had teachers who address kids by only their last name, like they're on a sports team. And then her example she uses is, yo, Lobinski.
Turn around. Focus.
She goes, I don't think that's appropriate either. I kind of think that's funny.
Pay attention.
I would love to be a teacher in one of your classrooms, Jeremy. Like, hey, Padgett, quit passing notes.
Quit picking your nose.
All right.
Quit talking.
All right, we're moving on now. We want to talk about turn-ons. And the only reason we do is because there was this article that came out yesterday. They had this big poll, and they were asking people about their top turn-ons. And a lot of people defaulted to the usual, you know, sexual stuff. That's fine,
right.
Whatever.
Tight pants, whatever.
But we're more interested in the unusual kind of things, all right? Like, what's an unusual thing that you consider a turn-on? And I said, for me, it is, well, there's a couple. One is the women who drive pickup trucks. I don't know why. It's just a turn-on.
Sure.
And then, you know, the little hole in the back of a baseball cap? If a woman mm-hmm. puts that on and has the ponytail that comes out through that little hole in the back, I don't know why, that's a turn-on.
Even if the cap is backwards and the ponytail's coming through the front, like right in front of her face.
Rare. I hadn't thought about that.
Rare.
Anyway, what is yours again?
I'm very turned on by a like career woman who is working her butt off to be at the top of her game. And if I'm at home and Nick Nack is on some sort of conference call where she's manning the conference call and, you know, being the leader on the call, talking about everything, holy cow. That gets me going. Or if I see her come home from work mm-hmm. and she's like in her pantsuit or whatever, you know, with Michael Kors bag and her shades on and she steps out of the car, I'm like, done. I'm so done. Just a very successful woman.
Take me now.
Turns me on, man.
Chelsea says there's nothing hotter than a man who will watch trashy reality TV with me and can gossip and talk crap about these people.
Oh, yeah. That's
okay.
That's a good time, yeah.
Fair enough. I take a call on this. Rachel's been patiently holding. Hi, Rachel. Good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
Tell us about the turn-on that's a little unusual, maybe.
So, for me, it happens to be my husband wearing a cowboy hat doing any sort of yard work, in particular, mowing the lawn.
Yeehaw.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Save a horse.
So true.
Now, is he shirtless or does he have shirt on? Or
it can be either way.
Oh my goodness!
It doesn't matter. It's
he's one
hat.
Of those guys, though. It takes his shirt off when he's mowing the lawn. It makes all the other guys in the neighborhood look bad. That's fine.
Not really. No.
Does he have a gut?
He's a little frumpy.
Does he have a gut?
Frumpy dumpling?
No, not too bad. I mean, he's got some guns, and I mean, we don't have the six pack. But it's, right. It's hiding inside.
It's in there somewhere. He's got dad bod then. Dad bod with a cowboy hat. That's a popular look, I guess. Huh.
Yep, when he's all tan and glistening, and yep, I'm all about it.
Right on.
That's funny. Rachel, I'm so glad you called us. Have a fun day, okay?
You too. Thanks, boys.
You can call us. You can text us. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. You should just lock that in.
Nicole says the look of guys in construction gear or camouflage. She likes her guy in camouflage. So she can't see him at all.
Right. Where'd he go? Sarah from Littleton, she goes, I work at a local restaurant, and when I put food down in front of a guest and they gasp or they say, oh, that looks good, oh. She goes, it gets me all tingly inside.
Oh! Suzanne, similar to that, says, a man that can make a good plate of nachos.
Yes.
Like that.
Hells to the yes.
Somebody wrote in a little bit ago, I didn't get the name, a man chopping wood.
Okay.
Really gets her fired up. A man that goes grocery shopping.
Josh!
Oh. Got it. A man who can clean and go grocery shopping, says Lindsay.
Send
me to the moon, she says.
Shelby says, hearing my significant other on the phone talking all technical about engineering topics.
Yeah, see, that's like mine. I'm like...
Cindy says her husband is a plumber. And that turns her on, that he can work with pipes, I guess.
Hey, ho, ho.
Kelly from Lakewood, when my husband speaks Romanian on the phone.
Does he do that Romanian thing that you do.
Does he do that? Does he do that often? I don't know. Here's Scott. Scott, good morning. Thanks for holding. What is the turn on?
Anything you can teach me. I like to learn, like a new language or something like exotic, like a technique that you know how to draw or something like that.
They get you going, like, huh?
Oh, this
is,
hell yeah.
This is kind of awesome. Like, oh, the old, yeah. This is kind of like the old, you know, teacher fantasy thing. You're like hot for teacher, only
no,
if teacher not, is not teaching you even like a technical skill or an artistic skill.
Yeah, but not the profession. Like, I like teachers, yeah, and that's
no,
cool,
no, no, no. I know that. I'm saying, but it is similar to that. It is a hot yes. for teacher in a different
kind
form.
Of, yes, you have an instructor showing you what to do, and
yes,
someone in
yes.
a position of power.
Fair enough.
Yes.
Teaching you how to
it's
sketch, kind of
like that sub dom stuff.
The what
the
stuff?
What stuff?
Sub dom, sub subordinate, dominant. You know.
Oh. Dude, settle down.
Yeah, really, Scott. I better put that. I better put that call on hold.
Shower.
You and I both.
Go hang up your leather pants and get in the shower.
You and I are both like, what?
I was like, what is Dom doing?
What?
No, different.
What?
You know,
what? Yeah.
Dominatrix.
Ooh, I gotcha. Vanessa, good morning. Get us out of here, Vanessa. Good morning. Hi.
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 What's the turn on?
Two crazy things. Well, maybe three, but the first one is my husband's family's from Poland, and I love it when my boyfriend, not my husband, sorry, he speaks Polish to me. Anything. He can be like pierogi, the way that he says it, right? And then, oh my God.
Well, listen, pierogi's turned me on, so I totally hear where you're coming from.
And then, like, his hands and his forearm. I sent you guys a text message.
I was just going to ask if that was you. I saw a picture
yes,
of some guy's hands.
Look at his hands. And
he's got strong, muscular, veiny hands.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
What does he do with those hands?
Squeezing pierogies, it
Whoa.
Sounds like.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, where did it go?
I don't see the text.
We've got so many coming
he's like
in.
He's like an MTV...
Yeah, he was like playing with his phone or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just
yeah,
because
I
had
there
a
good
angle.
Is
that like great hands? Look at that. Come on, man.
Yeah, look at those veins.
Super well.
Oh, my goodness. And his nicely trimmed nails. Good looking closet doors, too, in that picture.
Thank you. He did that. That's what I was thinking. He's good with his hands. You know, he did all his floors and his closets. He finished everything great. Anyway,
thanks,
shout out to Steve.
And you said that is your husband?
No.
Boyfriend. When's he going to be your husband?
Very soon, hopefully.
Yeah. We'll put a ring on it.
Hey, we're going the wrong direction here. You're going to get me in trouble.
Now, listen, I hope he proposes in Polish.
Oh, yes, he did.
Why don't you tell him that? Just drop that hint. Say, listen, if you got an idea of maybe popping the question, if you could just say it in Polish.
Yeah.
He'll grab your hand with that muscular hand and slide that ring over your finger with the other muscular hand.
Hold on a second. I'm going to do a Google Translate
flip
here
out.
Thing.
Will
you marry me? Oh, crap.
You've got to have the accent, too.
I couldn't pronounce this to save my life.
I know, right?
Translate button on there?
No, that's what I'm saying. It is.
No, like the little speaker button. You can play it.
Oh, okay. Here. Hold on a second.
Oh, like a Build-A-Bear. I could get like a Build-A-Bear.
No, settle down. Hold on a second. I'm going to try to play this and see if we can hear it.
Turn down that chuck.
Let's see if we can hear it. Not a bit.
Suspense is killing me.
Well, I hit the...
Okay, so...
No.
Hold it. Here, one more time.
You like that?
Well, here's what I'll do, is I'll ask him to send me a voice note, and I'll text it to you. And then I'll say yes, and I'll be doing it.
It's going to sound better than the computer. Do it one more time.
Oh, my God.
No.
That sounds...
Is that what he sounds
You're ruining
like?
It. No.
You ruined it! You just have to learn how to say no in Polish if he does
it. Yeah, try again.
Well, we couldn't love you more than we do, Vanessa. Hope you have a great day.
Thanks for calling.
You too. Have a great evening, guys. Bye-bye.
See you later.
That's funny.
Really good.
Thank you for making us laugh. We appreciate you as always.